My
Do you want
mom.
to start again?
Yeah, sure. Hey, do you
okay,
remember
wait,
back
pause
when?
For a minute.
Rant, cockbiter. Rant, lick my nuts. Rant, ball sucker. Rant.
It's like I got nothing.
So I think we've teased you enough. I have two stories for you tonight. The first one is a Cheers-based erotica, and afterwards is Julia Roberts' gorilla rape. I mean, really, how can you go wrong with either one of these? So stay tuned after the Cheers and Frasier and Rebecca mind control porn. There's some specialness coming up for you. Characters are based on the NBC sitcom Cheers. No infringement is meant. This is simply for the pleasure of the reader. It includes mind control, oral sex, anal sex, lesbians, and other perversions. If these things offend you, please do not read any further. On the other hand, if this is your cup of tea, enjoy yourself. Cheers. Frasier's Revenge, Part 1. Frasier's First Test by D.W. Lust. Frasier had spent the last year doing tons of research on how the mind works, and more important, how to control it. He had decided that after that bitch Lilith left him, he would eventually get his revenge. She was due back in about a month, and he wanted to pay her back for the hurt and pain that she had caused him when she left. The experiments he had performed so far, were not conclusive, and decided it was time to try on a human. Theoretically, I can't even tell you how mangled theoretically is. It's theoretically. It worked like this. Subliminal messages could be put into the mind of a woman, and these messages would slowly alter the woman's moral and sexual restraints, and they would become a sex slave. Well, I'm glad they got into the science of this. They would become a submissive slave. Frasier pondered who should be the first person he tried it on, and after much debate, he decided on luscious Rebecca. That sexy woman had always ignored him because he was not wealthy. At the same time, she was not an extremely strong-willed person, and therefore a good first test. Frasier grabbed his jacket and headed to Cheers. When Frasier got to the bar, he sat there and pondered the exact time to make his first suggestion. Rebecca, returning from lunch, walked by Frasier and went to the office. Frasier, bothered by the nonchalant way Rebecca passed by him, sent his first subliminal message. You want to say hi to Frasier. Rebecca got to the door, turned around, looked at Frasier, and said, Hi, Frasier, how are you? Fine. Fine, you look good, replies Frasier, as he smiles. Frasier replies at the success of his first subliminal message. Frasier decides to send his next message to Rebecca. You find Frasier attractive. Frasier spent the next half hour talking to the gang about who was bigger, Roseanne or John Candy. Frasier looks up when the office door opens. He can't get the tenses right, like past, present, pick one. Frasier looks up when the office door opens and Rebecca walks to the bar. When at the bar, she looks over to the gang, who are in a heated argument over who was bigger. Like, they can't... Can you just tighten it up here? Like, she can basically just walk over. You don't have to get into detail about walking over, then turning her head once she gets there. Rebecca begins to say, It's obviously Rose... When she looks at Frasier and stares at him. Man, he is so good-looking. So hot. Why am I thinking this way? This is Frasier. And Roseanne is bigger, states Rebecca, as her cheeks get all red and she quickly heads back to the office, not looking at Frasier. Frasier sends his third message, which is, You can't stop thinking about Frasier. I am so horny. I sure haven't gotten laid in a long time. Even Frasier looks good. Rebecca thinks to herself as she begins to go through this month's accounts payable. As she looks at the first bill, she starts to doze off and thinks of Frasier again. Frasier, he's so cute. What the fuck am I thinking? Concentrate. When I get home, I better pull out my vibrator and give myself one major fucking orgasm, thinks Rebecca as she tries to continue working. As she opens the second bill, she lifts up her skirt and puts her hand inside of her panties. Frasier. Frasier wonders how Rebecca is doing. He decides to send another message to Rebecca. You want to obey Frasier. You want to be his sex slave. Rebecca gives up on her work as she decides to satisfy her need for an orgasm. She spreads her legs onto the desk and begins masturbating herself and thinks, oh, Fraser, please tell me what to do. I am yours to abuse as you wish. Why am I thinking this? She thinks she brings herself to an orgasm. I felt so good. Rebecca begins to compose herself, but she cannot quit thinking of Fraser. Fraser decides to go for broke here as he sends one last message to Rebecca. Make up an excuse to go home, and go home. Rebecca continues rubbing her moist cunt when she thinks, I gotta go home and fuck my cunt with my vibrator. It's also spelled wrong. It's also spelled vibrator, like a carburetor for your cunt. She reluctantly quits rubbing herself and pulls her skirt back down. She gets up and walks out of her office. She quickly walks through the bar, avoiding Fraser. Fraser decides to send one more message to Rebecca as she walks out of the bar. Always dress sexy. Fraser smiles, pays Woody for the beer, and heads over to Rebecca's apartment. Rebecca quickly slips off her skirt, her panties, and her oversized sweater. The sweater doesn't flatter my large tits, she thinks. These women always think that. The sweater doesn't... maybe they do. I myself am like, you know, kind of a small to medium, so I don't really think this. But okay. She thinks as she grabs a red push-up bra, she grabs her seldomly used garter belt and slides it around her lovely hips. She grabs a pair of red stockings and slides them onto her long, gorgeous legs. She looks into the mirror and thinks to herself, now this is sexy. She smiles and then thinks, why am I dressing like this? She purposely decides not to put on any panties and grabs a tight black skirt and see-through blouse and gets dressed. I am one hot-looking woman, she thinks as the doorbell rings. Now who can that be? She thinks to herself. Oh my God, stop thinking, fuck. She thinks to herself as she walks to the door. It was like it's written thinks like 10,000 times. I think I can get the idea. Okay, as she opens the door, she is surprised and excited to see Fraser. Hi, Fraser. Come on in. Fraser walks in and takes a long look at Rebecca. Wow, this is working. She is dressed like a hooker, a slut. Rebecca, realizing that Fraser is staring at her, looks down at herself and realizes that she's dressed like a slut. She begins to look around for something to cover herself up with when Fraser sends another message. You love when Fraser stares at you. Turn him on. Rebecca quits looking around for something to cover herself up with and sits on the couch. She spreads her legs a bit to give Fraser a glimpse. He is staring at my legs. He can see the top of my stockings. He knows I am dressed to please him. I've got to stop this. I am not a slut. I haven't even been fucked in over 2 years. Not since Robin. Fraser is hardly my first choice, yet... As Rebecca thinks this, she spreads her legs a little more. Fraser notices that Rebecca is confused. She is both sexually excited and probably disgusted by her urges. He decides to send another message. You love sucking cock. You want to suck Fraser's cock. Rebecca looks at Fraser and says sheepishly, Fraser, may I suck your cock? Rebecca is getting horny and gets up and starts walking towards Fraser. She pulls her lips towards Fraser's and rubs his cock through his pants. Fraser decides to toy with Rebecca and pulls back from Rebecca and says, whoa, Rebecca, what are you doing? Acting shocked. Rebecca puts her head down and says, I don't know. I need you badly. I have a huge craving to suck your cock, to taste your semen in my throat. Rebecca gets on her knees and tries to unzip Fraser's pants. Again, Fraser moves back and says, Rebecca, what has gotten into you? At the same time, he sends her a message. You will do anything Fraser tells you to do. You will do anything to have his cock. Rebecca grabs Fraser and grabs his pants down. Fraser, don't try to fight it. I want to suck your cock. I want you to fuck my mouth with your great cock. Sighs Rebecca as she encloses her exquisite lips on Fraser's penis. Fraser is overwhelmed with pleasure. Speed it up, Becky, screams Fraser as he grabs her by the hair. Rebecca is insulted by being called Becky. Back when she was young, oh good, there's like, actually now he's using stuff from the show. Back when she was young, she was kind of a slut and was called Backseat Becky. Now here she was sucking a guy's cock and he's calling her Becky. She starts to say something, but instead picks up the pace as she takes all of Fraser's cock into her mouth. She thinks to herself, I am Becky, I am a slut. Frasier, realizing that he's about to come in his slut's mouth, tells his slave, take your master's cum all over your face, as he shoots a hot wad of chism. I think that's spelt wrong. All over Becky's face. Rebecca rubs the sperm all over her face and licks her finger. Good slut, taste my sperm. Frasier decides to permanently turn Rebecca into a slut as he sends a new message to Rebecca. You are a slut. You are completely at the will of any man, or this is the most subtle story I've ever read. Okay. You are a slut. You are completely at the will of any man or woman who tells you to do something. You will dress like a slut, a whore, a cheap fuck. Your only purpose in life is to satisfy any person who wants to use you as the slut you are. You will get turned on more with each demand you are given. Lastly, you will flaunt your body as you love to tease. Rebecca smiles as she continues to suck on her finger. The end. Rand, 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 rand. Okay, well, there's no good way to introduce Julia Roberts' gorilla porn. I think I've got a little bit of an intro right at the beginning there, which is the author, and it hurts and pains me to actually use the word author, how he describes his inspiration of this lovely tale. Prologue. Prologue. It's not against luging. It's prologue. A friend of mine was watching an episode of the Oprah Winfrey show with the lovely Julia Roberts as the guest. She told me how Julia discussed going to Africa to film a wildlife documentary. She said Julia was telling one incident where a large male animal grabbed her hard and sat on her lap. Julia was scared, even though the story is that the animal did not mean her any harm. My friend suggested that she thought the beast wanted to fuck Julia Roberts. I got so turned on the image of Julia Roberts in the middle of a gorilla gang rape that I just had to see if I could write a scene that does justice to my vision. I am not planning on striving for any sense of realism in the descriptions of what is about to occur. I am no expert on gorilla mating habits, or even the animals themselves for that matter. I intend to make the beast huge for the purpose of this story. I also intend to explore the idea of interspecies breeding. So if you are so hung up that you can't get turned on by the imagery of Julia Roberts beaten into submission, stripped naked, and then savagely brutalized and bred by a group of savage animals, read no further. For everyone else, please enjoy Julia Roberts' gorilla rape. The scene as I see it. In the jungles of Africa, Julia Roberts and her brave little film crew are trying to capture mating footage of the great gorillas, possessive, great gorillas, they are studying. There are about 33 animals in the pack, including a dozen adult males who are in the mood. As is customary, the strongest gorilla is doing the honors on the female in heat, while the lesser males stand back frustrated, waiting for any opportunity. Our heroine, Julia Roberts, possessive, is fascinated by the brutality of the fucking she is witness to. The lucky male doing the honors is almost merciless in his desire for its own satisfaction. Fortunately for the female in heat, she is sturdy enough to withstand the assault and even take satisfaction for herself to have such a powerful lover to father her cubs. Are they even called cubs? Julia Roberts, possessive, feels herself. I like that he can't get the name right. Like, he started off with it, but then obviously it's Julia Roberts, possessive, feels herself blush as she quickly steals, spelt wrong, as if she's stealing herself against something. She quickly steals glances at her film crew to assure herself that no one was observing her interest in the proceedings. Because they themselves are not going to be obsessed with the extremely huge monkeys fucking. Julia is hugely impressed with the sheer animal passion of the mating. She certainly had never experienced such passion herself with Lyle or her other lovers. Oh, fuck. She didn't want to admit even to herself, but the fact was that she was getting wet in her panties. Julia continued to watch as the gorilla rape breeding continued and did not even notice her visitor until he was almost on her. The grunt of the beast brought Julia's attention immediately back to her blind, which suddenly... Huh? The grunt of the beast brought Julia's attention immediately back to her blind, which suddenly had a huge male just a few feet from her. All right. If she had time to worry about the animal's intentions, she certainly did not have time to do anything but give out an excited little call to her crew before the animal had a grip on her slender wrist. The gorilla was so fucking strong that Julia Roberts was basically a ragdoll in the ape's paws as he took several sniffs at her with his gorilla nose. I wish I should have just, like, planned on some sound effects. That was the word I was looking for. Julia might have laughed if she wasn't so shocked and frightened. Somehow the beast smelled her, and even though she was a world-famous movie star... Oh, yeah, because the gorilla, you know, he's been researching. He reads a lot of celeb mags, like, you know. I don't even know. I can't even name one. But yes, that's what he does. So let's start this again. Julia might have laughed if she wasn't so shocked and frightened. Somehow the beast smelled her, and even though she was a world-famous movie star, the gorilla now thought of her as nothing more than a bitch in heat, ready for breeding. It was so ridiculous to the celebrity. She was a human being. Roger and Greg and Jake from the crew were rushing over to encourage the animal to release her. No one could have anticipated what happened next. No? But... he was trying to breed with her and okay. The gorilla was so fast that Roger could not have pulled the trigger on his rifle if he'd wanted to. The gorilla almost decapitated the guide. This is like, how is this erotic when, like, there's people being murdered in the scene? Beyond the fact that there's beast rape. I mean, let's pretend we're going to forgive that. Oh, the gorilla almost decapitated the guide as the blow from his powerful paw sent Roger through the air almost 15 feet. Roger did not move as he hit the ground. Jake barely had time to cry out before he was in the paws of the gorilla and sent against a tree so hard it broke him open and blood started soaking his face. The gorilla looked down at the gun and seemed to realize the danger as he finished up his attack by snapping it like a toothpick before turning back on a suddenly very horrified Julia Roberts. The last two unarmed members of the film crew would have been nothing more than helpless voyeurs for the gorilla rape of Julia Roberts. The beast looked at the beautiful movie star, shocked into silence, and seemed to give pause, as though wondering what to do with this type of bitch. Julia managed a step backwards, so the animal reached out and enveloped her head in his mighty black paw. Julia screamed as her world went black. The animal squeezed as though startled by Julia's scream, and the actress almost felt her head crushed. It was a nightmare. It just had to be her worst dream ever. Julia could never survive an attack from a gorilla. She was a human. The beast did not really want to fuck her. Humans, possessive, don't really go into heat. It was so unfair. This is what you think. It's unfair. She only wanted to save the gorilla's possessive life, and now she was going to be hurt by one. It was a delicious irony. Thank you for pointing out the delicious irony. It was a delicious irony that might finally teach all the do-gooders in the world to mind their own place. Wow, there's a message to send. You know, you might be thinking of doing something good, but you could be raped by a giant gorilla, so think again. The gorilla knew that Julia was not a typical bitch, but she still had the smell. So if she worked like female apes, then he had to figure out how to find her hole. The gorilla had Julia by the head, and she seemed to have a hole there, so he pushed down and put her into place. Julia could not believe, as the powerful animal maneuvered her head around the weapon, towards his weapon. Oh, okay. Gorillas, possessive, didn't do oral sex. She had no idea how the beast knew to put her mouth down there. Fortunately for Julia, the beast was as of yet unaware of the pleasure possible from Julia's pouty red lips and deep, wet mouth. The gorilla did not even get Julia's face up against his slimy black cock, but actually ended up humping the right side of her head. The only hole that was fillable was her ear, but although it got fucked a couple of times, the gorilla was unable to drive his huge dick through the movie star's head in the time he had before the second beast was on the scene. Oh, right, it's a gang rape scene. Oh, fuck me. Julia's two remaining crew members could not believe what they were seeing. Julia Roberts had somehow got the attention. At this point, he stopped making possessive of her name. He stopped using the possessive in terms of her name, so it's just Julia Roberts. Julia Roberts had somehow gotten the attention of the other gorillas. Now that's possessive, desiring breeding privileges, and after already watching Roger and Jake pay for the Hollywood bitch's cock-teasing, Billy and... What? Which, how was she cock-teasing? Billy and Tony... This is what's interesting about all these, like, really horrible types of non-consensual sex stories, because they're always like, for some random reason, the woman's a bitch because, or a cock tease because she didn't immediately acquiesce to some sort of rape. Bill and Tony were going to stay back a safe distance. It was almost obscene. Almost, not quite. It was almost obscene to believe that Julia Roberts, possessive now again, the all-American sweetheart, was about, I mean, why should I expect that someone who's writing again, great gorilla Julia Roberts fan fiction would proofread their story, was about to become the ultimate porn star, but Billy knew an opportunity to make money. Oh my god, fuck me. Okay, let's start this one again, so you, just in case you haven't anticipated what's going to happen, because I didn't see it coming. It was almost obscene to believe that Julia Roberts, the all-American sweetheart, was about to become the ultimate porn star, but Billy knew an opportunity to make millions when he saw it, and quickly told Tony to get the cameras on the action. It was not the breeding film that PBS was expecting. No, it was not. Nor would it be the one they aired. But it was not the breeding film that PBS was expecting, but in the world of the internet, it was a film that would buy an awful lot of good times for both Billy and Tony. The initial gorilla who had started the fun with Julia seemed to have a low spot on the pecking order of the tribe. Now he was being challenged for his prize. A second gorilla took a grip of one of Julia's long, slender legs and gave a yank. Julia almost felt herself rip in two as the first gorilla did not let go of her head. God, is this ever a fucking hot mess. It was a gorilla tug of war, and Julia's sexy body was the rope. Normally, the first gorilla would have backed off rather than risked a beating from his larger opponent. But something told him, his animal instincts, was that this female was a piece of ass worth fighting for. God, is that... Tea! So flattering. Someday I hope someone calls me a piece of ass worth fighting for. The animal realized his grip on Julia's head just about as before he was about to rip it off and jumped the new beast. The war was on, but Julia had been suffocating while she was being held by the head, and she did not have the strength to take advantage and crawled away as the two males fought over who would rape her. Then a third gorilla entered the picture. He was the group's number two male. Any questions of who would have Julia's cunt were now settled, providing the animals could get into her panties. As a now very excited Billy filmed, he wanted to shout out at the studio, at the stupid ape, to rip the actress's pants off, but he knew gorillas did not understand English. Billy hated to admit it, but he actually had a hard-on, which is one word, it's a hard-on, hard-on. He wondered if Tony was up for the scene, too. The film would make them millions. But because there's so many people into Julia Roberts being gang raped by a bunch of gorillas. The film would make him millions, but the stupid animals had to get the Hollywood bitch stripped for the real money shots to begin. Then the god of perversion smiled on Billy. The dominant gorilla reached down to where Julia was sprawled helpless on the ground and managed to slide his big fingers into the back of her pants while trying to lift her. Julia was in some baggy khaki shorts, and as the gorilla shook her a couple of times like playing a yo-yo, the shorts gave out. Julia Roberts went falling back, face first, into the dirt below, and all the actress had left for protection was her simple white cotton panties. They did not stay on for long. The dominant gorilla snapped Julia's panties and then grabbed the bitch by a leg. He hefted the actress up and held her upside down. She screamed, but there was no one to save her as the gorilla positioned her head as it at his erect cock. The beast somehow understood that she could pleasure him with her mouth, and this time Julia was facing the right direction. The gorilla cock was not overly long in comparison to a human's cock, but still was inches longer than Julia's ex-husband's. Like, oh, this is really nice. Just keep going for the insults towards the ex-husband. The real size was in the thickness, and Julia's lips were actually stretched going around the head of the gorilla's erection. The gorilla gripped Julia's head as easily as a coconut, as he just held her in place and took his animalistic satisfaction. As the gorilla forced his massive ape dick deep into her cock-sucking mouth, Billy could not help but worry that the beast would snap the actress's slender neck with his desire to use her. I like that now he's suddenly feeling a little considerate. No, I could watch Julie Roberts being raped by a few gorillas, and I will tape it and put it on the internet or potentially sell it to a bunch of people for millions. But now I'm kind of a little concerned about her safety. Julie Roberts may not have been as sturdy as the savage beast's normal mate, but that was not going to spare her even the slightest of animal fury as she got gorilla raped. Billy was especially pleased as he zoomed in for a close-up of Julie Roberts' stuffed mouth and caught the unmistakable little trail of some escaping gorilla cum from the corner of the actress's cock-sucking lips dribbling down her chin. There could be no denying that every time the choking bitch managed to actually swallow, that she was drinking another gulp of actual gorilla sperm. Tony must have been zooming in for a close-up of the mouth shot, too, as he suddenly got sick. Screw him, Billy thought. Maybe watching Julia Roberts, the famous Hollywood actress, suck off a gorilla was not Tony's cup of tea, but Billy knew lots of internet sites that would take millions of hits once he had the video posted. Okay, I have two major problems with just this little part here. One, that he knows lots of internet sites that would house this, because I don't, and I'm on the internet a lot. But, all right. And then there's secondly, that they would take millions of hits. Well, okay, but wasn't he planning on earning a lot of money? Like, just getting hits on a site doesn't translate into dollars. But, obviously he's not all that familiar with the internet, as well as gorilla mating habits. Even if the Hollywood slut did not survive her little adventure with the gorillas, nothing would stop Billy's tape from being the most famous porn film ever filmed. Billy still wanted more action. Julia was still choking as she got her mouth raped, which was a good sign that she had not drowned in the gorilla's load or had her slender neck snapped yet. God, how long is this effing story? Okay. Billy was actually at the point of hoping that Julia did get fucked to death, as it would make a lot less hassles for him publishing the video, but first he wanted her kicking and screaming as she got cunt-fucked. Yeah, I guess if she survived, you know, there might be some sort of repercussions for the guy to just have filmed the whole fucking thing. And maybe she wouldn't be happy and maybe she would sue him. But so yes, you know, there's some logic in what he's saying. Billy was just a film guy and no expert on gorilla mating habits. Oh, good. If stupid Jake had not gotten his head cracked open, then Billy could have asked when the first gorilla would be finished in Julia Roberts' mouth. Because I guess that guy's an expert. Oh, yeah, I know you've seen this many. So what is it, like 50 seconds, 57? 60? Okay. All right, well, I'll be prepared for that. As it was, all Billy could do was keep the camera in focus as the beast had his cum down the star's throat. Tony finished being sick and took up his camera again. Fuck, Billy. I ain't never seen shit like this. Yeah. Well, keep that camera going and we're both gonna be millionaires. There's no fucking way she'll survive it. So we film a snuff movie. Some fuckers get off on that too. I mean, maybe she'll survive. It's not like we can fucking do anything. Roger was supposed to be the goddamn hero, and you saw what happened to him and Jake, too. The way I figure it, the bitch must have gotten herself all horny. Otherwise, the gorillas would not have known to breed her. This is all her fault, and she should be the one to pay. I don't even fucking know. I guess we would not be idiots. We would be idiots not to make our money, but I hope she survives. I always wanted to see Pretty Woman, too. Okay, now I want them all to die. If she gets hit in that face of hers many more times, I don't think anyone will be calling her Pretty Woman again. If the film's crew's disgusting comments carried across to Julia Roberts' ears, the actress could do nothing, could not do anything about their total lack of respect. She was in a light state of shock. She was in a light state of shock, which is probably the only thing keeping her from being driven insane. She seemed to realize that she was still fixating on how unfair it was to have for some good and caring girl as herself to be hurt by the very creature she had been trying to help. Yeah, we get it. It's irony. She wanted to curse her lord for delivering unto her such a perversion as to be mouth-fucked by an animal, but she could not focus enough to even make that much effort. She felt the hot, wet splurts soaking the back of her throat and the sliminess and pungent taste as she managed to choke the occasional swallow. The actress did not know just how many inches of gorilla cock she had fucked before her wide, stretched lips and invading her abused mouth and throat, but from her initial understanding of gorilla autonomy, coupled with the fact that her nose was scrunched against the fur of the beast's belly, she had no choice but to understand for herself that she was truly deep-throating the ape's fuck stick. Then suddenly, Julia could breathe. Billy almost wet himself in anticipation. King had finished with his gorilla bitch and was now making the scene to see just what all the excitement was over his new little fuck toy. Even at number two on the pecking order, the ape raping Julia's mouth no better than to resist King. Julia fell to her face on the jungle floor as King made his advance. It was almost like a scene out of an X-rated version of the Mighty Joe Young as the big black gorilla gripped the paw full of Julia Roberts' long red hair and just lifted the naked actress up off the ground. Julia Roberts screamed as she was hung in the air, and the shrill noise upset the beast, causing him to lash out with a powerful paw against the helpless star's face. Julia's head snapped back, despite the fact that she was being suspended by the hair, and a little trickle of blood seemed to be proof to the camera that the bitch had her nose broken. It just gets fucking hotter and hotter. As strong as the gorillas were, Julie was probably lucky that the blow did not decapitate her, but the formerly pretty woman felt anything but luck as the big ape suddenly tossed the movie star onto the ground again, this time for a purpose. Fan around, Tony. See if you can work behind the beast and see if you can get some film of the bitch getting it in her cunt. Fuck you. Look at all the animals. I ain't getting any closer. They might attack me next. The little perverts on the net are going to have to satisfy themselves with what they get. Yeah, well, the way that animal is going to pound the bitch, she'll probably end up getting spun around and flipped a few times anyhow. I mean, if they jump all over each other, then when they fuck, just wait until he starts jumping up and down on that slut as he breeds her. Both crewmen had hard-ons as they watched the savage beast mount and penetrate the idol of millions. Julia Roberts is still alert enough to fill the air with an awesomely sexy scream of anguish and shock as she took the most obscene of violations. The big ape was hesitant for an instant or two, as he seemed a little confused from the differences in movie star cunt from gorilla cunt. Fuck me. He was experienced as a breeder and began to use his super-muscled monkey ass. Wow. Super-muscled monkey ass to power his massive cock into Hollywood slut's wet cunt. It was extremely fortunate for the famous bitch that she had become aroused earlier because the lubrication was the only thing stopping the gorilla's huge weapon from doing irreparable damage. It was a total typical gorilla fucking, except that the bitch being bred was a world-famous human Hollywood movie star by the name of Julia Roberts. God, thanks for emphasizing that. The gorilla was a magnificent lover for what it is worth, with amazing stamina. The beast almost seemed to take some secret perverse pleasure in using as many positions as possible. As imaginable, Julia was buried under the furry beast's huge body as he just fucked her senseless. Billy allowed himself a giggle, as the beast managed to actually step all over Julia Roberts while keeping her penetrated. He wished that the chicken shit, Tony, would move in for some close-ups of Julia, but he was glad that he had been correct in his belief that the rape would be animated enough to give multiple angles for the camera from a stationary position. Billy was able to shoot from the top, giving a glance at Julia Roberts' mouth-watering tits, getting squished by the massive chest of the gorilla as he pressed into her, and Billy was able to shoot from underneath, giving a nice zoom in on the gorilla's massive dick, filling Julia's love tunnel, stretching her cunt to full capacity. I don't know how much more I can take of this. It's the content is horrible, but it's just so fucking long. Okay. Hey, Billy. Oh, wait. No, sorry. Hey, I just realized I made a horrible double entendre. I didn't mean to. Okay. Hey, Billy, do you think she will get bred? What? You know, I mean, everyone says that we are almost like those fuckers. What if she got all knocked up with some kind of fucking monkey boy? Shit, wouldn't that be such a laugh? Can you imagine the headlines in the National Enquirer? I bet the slut would breed with the fucking animals. I mean, the slut has not even screamed since that bitch smacked her head. I don't think the slut is even trying to get away anymore. I would not be surprised if Hollywood horror comes all over that filthy monkey cock in her cunt and copulates. You know, I might be sick. I like this. You know, I might be sick. No. But I think it would be funny. Yeah, well, the gorillas are probably going to fuck her to death, but if the cunt survives, then she can be stuck with a monkey boy. She will probably be unconscious, at least after the gorillas are done. All right, let me just explain something that I've been following this story now for 23 odd minutes. We have had Julia Roberts being gang raped by some gorillas. Okay, I'm just in case you've missed any of this. Two guys have been killed. Two others are filming the whole gorilla rape, which they plan to put on the internet and make loads and loads of money somehow. And the gorilla has mouth fucked her for a while, they're all going to gang rape her. They've broken her nose, and now maybe she's going to get pregnant from an ape. And maybe, or she's going to get killed, but now I guess they're hoping that she's going to be pregnant. So I just wanted to make sure you understood that there, I don't know how many people are into all of those aspects. All right. She will probably be unconscious at least after the gorillas are done. We will get a local native to keep her until it is too late for any bullshit abortions. Holy fuck. Fuck, we can even fill the delivery. Phil, I guess he meant film. There are guys who would pay good money to get a film of Julia Roberts all naked with a huge belly all full of some freaking monkey boy taking all the pain of childbirth that she fucking delivers out of here in the fucking jungle. Are there a lot of people that would pay good money for this? To get a film of Julia Roberts all naked with a huge belly all full of some freaking monkey boy taking all the pain of childbirth as she fucking delivers out here in the fucking jungle. How many people are... Fuck off. Man, what we are talking about, period. I like that. Man, what we are talking about. We can't get away with this. We are going to get in trouble for not saving the bitch. No way. Jake and Roger aren't speaking. As far as anyone knows, we tried. Yeah, we tried, and then we started filming. Yeah, absolutely. As far as anyone knows, we tried. We weren't able to do anything. We published the movie in another country where no one gives a fuck. All right. We are going to get away with everything. The bitch better survive. Hey, Kings looks like he's finished. Maybe we'll get a chance to grab her. No chance. They may only be stupid animals, but look at all those fuckers. They all want to have themselves a good time, and the little Hollywood slut is in no position to refuse. As the minuets slowly tick by, turning into hours, they seem to last forever. The two men steadied their camera on the action as one gorilla after another used and abused naked Julia Roberts. The final film was shot, and still the apes were taking the use of Julia's cunt for their pleasure. The sun was sinking lower into the sky, and neither Tony nor Billy relished the thought of being in the jungle after nightfall. But if there was any chance to recover, somehow recover the thoroughly fucked movie star to fulfill their hopes that she could be successfully bred, then they were prepared to take the risk. God damn, that's sweet. It was getting frustrating that the apes just kept taking turn after turn. Billy thought the apes were a little too greedy getting back there for their third and fourth goes at Julia's cunt. He did have to laugh that at least the bitch would never be able to know who the father was, as the poor little... And that's because that's... Could be, you know, I was hoping they could maybe get some child support from one of the apes, but obviously not, so... It's too bad. All right, he did have to laugh that at least the bitch would never be able to know who the father was, as the poor little slut's cunt was so filled with gorilla sperm that she could be knocked up with triplets. A concern was that Julia had not moved or made a sound in about an hour, but her body was still nice and flexible as the animal slammed it around and raped her. Finally, the last ape lost his interest in the Hollywood, totally fucked Hollywood bitch. Tony pressed his ear down to Julia Roberts' naked cum-covered right tit. She is still breathing. Fuck, look at that puddle of cum under her ass, Billy added, shining the flashlight down on the unconscious slut. We'd better carry her back to the Jeep before any lions find us. And by the way, lions is capitalized, so I'm just, you know, I think it might be football players or something. Elevate her legs. We don't want all the ape cum to run out before it finished breeding her tummy full. Jesus Christ. Hey, Bill, do you mind if I take a turn with Julia Roberts after we get her cleaned up? Oh, for fuck's sake. I mean, first we will have to make sure she is pregnant with the monkey boy, but then I just have to have a piece of her famous ass. Hell yeah, I'm gonna have me a few turns with the bitch, too. We will blindfold the cunt so she can't finger us. Then we will just tell everybody that the gorillas dragged her off into the jungle to explain our innocence. Of course, we will have to un... What? Oh, okay, we will have to let Umthumbo put his big black cock into Julia's creamy white body, too. Did they ever mention who this Umthumbo was? Was that the guide or something? We will hold that off until after we are done with her. Julia thinks they all look alike anyhow. Oh, that's nice. They all look alike anyhow, and it will teach her right to get herself black educated. Oh, yes. There's nothing that educates someone quicker than gang rape. I am sure that all of Untumbo's village will have their fun. Julia Roberts might get herself so fucked over that she will turn to the world of porn full-time when she gets back to America. That's what happens. All right. Epilogue. Oh, my God. Kill me. Oh, and so the naked Julia Roberts was, I feel like the worst narrator. And so the naked Julia Roberts was trucked back onto the village of Umthumbo. She was unconscious for 3 days. I guess so it's the village. All right. She was unconscious for 3 days before waking to find herself in chains, because gorillas do that. Men she could not see through her blindfold ignored all her pleas for release. She knew that she was being tested for pregnancy, and the movie star... How would she know this? All right. I guess maybe it's obvious. All right. And the movie star spent the next week crying herself to sleep night after night until the proverbial rabbit died. The man had evil in his voice as he sneered the news to the new mommy. Then two men who did not speak took their turns with the bound cutie. Julia Roberts, too, her first double penetration of her life. Julia Roberts would never know it was her own surviving film crew members who sandwiched her. The blindfold would come off as Umthumbo had the white movie star service his desires. Native after native educated Julia Roberts to the exotic magnificence of black cock. She became living proof that once you go black, you never go back. Is it if once you go black monkey cock, you never go back? It was obvious Julia Roberts was a broken bitch as she came to full term and made her delivery. She had months to accept the abomination that she was able to accept it with the full love of a mother. There's such a beautiful touching end to this story. The gossip rags went wild when Julia's delivery footage went on the net, and in the end it was the great Oprah Winfrey, in an attempt to do battle with Jerry Springer, that had the new mommy and her little boy on the show to meet the world. A new ratings record was set, holy shit, as the nursing Julia Roberts faced the camera once more and announced for the world that she was expecting another package as a last result of her trip to Africa. Did Julia fall victim to a second gorilla gang rape? Was it her Jungle Bunny's captors that filled her white tummy with their black offering? Did Billy do the job, or maybe it was some fucking elephant or lion that bred the Hollywood star? Maybe I will give you the answer in my next post, but until then, use your own imagination and enjoy. As always, I am Markle. This story was written as an adult fantasy. The author does not condone the described behavior in real life in any way, shape, or form. Anyone tempted to act out any of the scenarios in the story should seriously consider professional help. Thanks for that. Just in case you want to know where to find this, there are a bunch of celebrity stories. It's www.assstr.org. Assstr.org. I think if you look up Julia Roberts gorilla, you will be able to find that. Enjoy. Rant, 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 rant.